I know the Bible is right.
It's The Bible Has the Answers with Pastor Aaron B. Williams, coming to you live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Pastor Williams believes if you have a question, the Bible has the answers. Join us Wednesday on the show or at I Am Jesus Holy Ghost Church in Columbia, South Carolina, where service times are Tuesday night prayer at 7 p.m., Sabbath Friday service at 7 p.m., and Saturday Sabbath Day service at 12 noon. Our motto is, it pays to serve God. Hit us up at IamJesusHolyGhostChurch.org. That's Pastor Aaron B. Williams, live on Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Come on and get the Word of God at its highest level.
Well, the Bible is right. The Bible is right. You hear it from Pastor Williams every week. Glory to God. You know, I've heard it said that if you say something long enough, it becomes the truth to people. They pick up on it. So every week when I say the Bible is right, the Bible is right. Glory to God. I hope somebody picks up. I mean, I know you do, beloved, but I'm talking about a casual listener, that they will say, well, he keeps saying the Bible is right. Maybe, you know what I'm trying to say. Glory to God. We having fun here today. Glory to God. You can enjoy God's word, can't you? Yeah, because the Bible is right. Beloved, we're in the 18th chapter of Proverbs. We're down to the 13th verse. Glory to God. And by the grace of God, glory to God, he makes it possible for us to delve into the levels of understanding his word at the gracing and at the level that he gives us. Amen. Glory to God. But there's so much more to it. We're looking at the practical side. It's the Jewish Bible. Amen. Glory to God. And this is how it renders Proverbs 18:13. To answer a man before hearing him out is foolish and disgraceful. Amen. And that's the first thing that comes to mind when I hear Proverbs 18:13, the King James. He that answereth a matter before he heareth it, it is folly and shame unto him. And the Tanakh gives the tenor of, you need to hear people out before you start answering them. Amen. How many times have you started to say something and the person assumes they know where you're coming from? They just know where this is going. And so they're going to start to answer. But you're not going that way. You're going a whole nother way. But you start in that direction because that's the subject matter at hand. So because you start in that direction, they assume, well, I know the destination, so I'm just going to tell them what the bottom line is and where they're going. And end up, it's a disgrace to them because they didn't hear you out, and vice versa, it's a disgrace to you if you don't hear them out. When someone's speaking, you'll be surprised. You might think that you are understanding them, but you're going to answer before they've fully given you what the problem or the situation is, and you jump the gun, where if you'd have waited, something would have come out that would have given you complete understanding. But you were so anxious to lay your great wisdom on them that you didn't give them a chance to finish. Amen? It really is a folly and a shame to answer a person before they're finished telling you. Now, when I read, there's so many different ways to come at this verse, amen? He that answereth a matter before he heareth it. Well, my next question would be, how do you, in fact, answer a matter before you hear it? That, to me, is still, that you have to be, whoa, you're going to try to answer something before you even know what's going on, what is what the person is saying or trying to say? How are you going to answer something that you don't know what's being said? You don't know because the person has just started one or two words in their sentence, and you're going to presume and answer it? Come on, how are you going to do that? How? That's like me saying, I'm gonna drive to town without my car, without my car. How are you going to do that without the car? How are you going to do that? You know, how are you going to answer something before you hear it? You don't know what even the subject matter is, let alone what the real problem is, because you haven't given the person time to say, amen, glory to God. Like I said, there's several ways to approach this. But don't answer a matter before you hear it. That is, before you understand it. That's also what this is saying. Before you understand, because you can hear the words, amen, they're going in your ear, and you're picking up on the words, but you're not hearing or, if you will, understanding what the situation really is. Why? Because they're giving you a problem or a situation, amen, and sometimes a situation for them is a situation when you're hearing it. It really is a situation to you. You're hearing what the problem is. But before you get the full understanding of it, you want to wait. You want, see, and these kinds of things, you have to be really patient. You have to be really patient. And a lot of times when people are trying to get you to hear them, I'm not talking about volume, I'm talking about understanding. They'll be saying what the situation is or what the problem is, and a lot of times they'll go over and over again. They'll express it different ways. And if you'll simply be patient and listen, you may not see it the first way they explain it. But then they'll say, oh, but you know, I recognize so-and-so. Now you get a little more light on it. Oh, that's what you're saying. And a lot of times, and then in counseling, if you're patient enough, a bunch of times people know what the answer is, but they don't want what the true answer is. They really don't want to do. So they obfuscate it and they tie it up with a bunch of other words or all kinds of, but if you are patient and wait, a lot of times people themselves will tell you what the answer is, but they're not picking up on it. They're not connecting the dots. But when you can answer the situation with what they say, with light thrown on it so that they see it, you're answering it because you took the time to hear or understand it. Amen? Glory to God. Another way to look at this, and this is an extremely important way, the Bible says the hearing ear and the seeing eye, they're both are from the Lord. Amen? The hearing ear is from the Lord. So it's wise not to answer a matter until God gives you the revelation of what it is. And a lot of times when people call me on the phone or something and they say, Pastor, I want your wisdom on this, or what do you think about it? 99.999% of the time, unless I forget, I always ask the Lord, Lord, please, I'm praying while they're talking. When they first start talking, I'm praying silently to myself, and I'm asking God, you give me the wisdom. You give me the wisdom here. Let me see what the situation or the problem really is. Because when a person has a problem, they can't see what the answer is. That's why it's a problem. And they keep going around in the same circle, but going around in that circle doesn't solve the problem. Because they don't know what the... But when God gives you a revelation of what the problem is, It could be something entirely different than what they think. And because they think it's over here, but God knows it's over there. And when he reveals it to you, and then you reveal it to them, all of a sudden there's a connection, and they see it. They see it. And they say, oh, I never thought of that. And see, it isn't you. It's God giving you a revelation of what it is. Remember when you, in the Old Testament, you'd be reading and a prophet, they'll ask a prophet something, and he'll say something like, God hasn't shown that to me yet. God hasn't shown it to me. He hasn't shown me what the problem is. Amen? And so they wouldn't even answer when someone would come with a situation or a matter. They wouldn't even answer it until God would show it to them. Amen? Glory to God. And that's most important. Because a lot of times I know that that's the key in deliverance when someone comes to you and they need deliverance in an area. Glory to God. You can work with them all night if you just use what you think or your procedures that you've been used to using. You could be up with them all night working with them. And you learn from the School of Hard Knocks that to save yourself a whole night's sleep, you simply ask the Lord, Lord, what is the situation? What is the situation here? And the person is trying to express what the problem is, but they don't know what's got a hold of them. And maybe what they're expressing, you don't see it. Amen? But the Holy Spirit is so gracious. The Bible says, God says, you have not because you ask not. The Bible says if you lack wisdom, to ask of God. Amen? Glory to God. So a lot of times you can't even touch a matter unless you hear from God. Unless God, I'm talking about actually help someone. Glory to God. God has to give you the answer. Amen? Glory to God. And this is another reason why, and this is very important, why a person really does have to be a few words. Why a person, when they're listening to someone, they need to be of a few words, both because they're talking to God and because they're listening to the person. And when you ask God for wisdom and the person starts talking, you start hearing what they're saying. Amen? You actually begin to hear them. Glory to God. And you must wait until you hear them on a matter before you speak. Amen? And if you're asking questions, someone would say, well, if you're doing all this listening and everything, what are questions for? Well, questions are for clarification and for information. You know, sometimes when people are speaking, they're throwing in everything and the kitchen sink. They're mentioning so many different things that, whoa, you need clarification, or they're leaving out some information. Amen? And when you ask for the information, oh, that shed light. That sheds immediate light on the problem, on the situation. Amen? Glory to God. And so questions are for clarification and for information so that you can hear clearly. Glory to God. You want to hear information, not gossip, not put down about how awful your mate is or how awful the situation is. You want information. Amen? Because you're listening to understand what others are actually saying. You want to hear what they're actually saying. And sometimes when I'm listening hard, I'll actually turn my head in the direction of the person speaking. And I'll even cut my ear. I'll put my hand behind my because I want those words to come in crystal clear. And sometimes I'll be so quiet, the person will think, are you listening? Are you hearing? Yes, I'm hearing you. I'm listening to you intently. I'm hearing what you said. Amen? Glory to God. And so, glory to God. We're going to look at one of two things that causes people not to hear when we come back from commercial break. I'm right at commercial break. Hold on. I'll be right back. Hold on now. Hold on.
Do you need tile installed in your home or business?
then John Robinson Tile, LLC is the company for you. We have over 60 years of experience installing tile. We do bathrooms, kitchens, and so much more. Give us a call at 803-529-0092. Check out our website at www.johnrobinsontile2.com. Visit us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, too. Just search J. Rob Tile or John Robinson Tile. We're licensed and insured and Schluter certified. If you need tile installed, we are your company. We believe in laying hands on everything that we do. That's John Robinson Tile Installation Service for new and old homes. Renovation of kitchens and bathrooms, installs all types. That's John Robinson Tile, the number 2.com.
John Robinson Tile, I know Brother Robinson, he does excellent work. If you need tile work or you need renovation to your kitchen or bathroom, you need to call John Robinson Tile. Amen. Google it. Amen. Glory to God. I've seen his work. It's excellent. Call him. Okay. We were at Proverbs 18:13. He that heareth a matter before he heareth it, it is folly and a shame unto him. We were talking about some things that cause people not to hear. Amen. And if you go to Proverbs 13:1 says, now don't get ahead of me and read it fast. Read it at my pace. This is what it says. A wise son heareth. And in my Bible, it goes on to say more, but I put a parenthesis, I put a period right there in my Bible. Don't put it in your Bible, but I put it in my Bible so that it reads like this. A wise son heareth. Amen. A wise son heareth. A son that recognizes this is my father that's talking to me. I need to listen to him. Why? Because that's one of the very, 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 very few people in the world that will do you good and not harm. You can trust him. Most people, they have some angle, some something. It's very few people in the world you can trust. But one of the people you can trust is family. I'm not saying every family and every family member. No, 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 no. But generally speaking, family members are in your corner. So they're not telling you to win an argument or to get you to boss you. They're telling you because they've been down that road before, and they're telling you down that there's a lion down there. No, there ain't no lion down there. I know. You can't tell me what to do. I'm going down there. Okay, I'm trying to tell you. They have no axe to grind. Your parents are one of the few people remember, I'm speaking generally. I have enough maturity to know that not every parent is a decent parent, a God-fearing parent, a nurturing parent, a parent that's in a child's corner. There's some people that are jealous of their kids because their kids are having it all. They've got the credit cards. They've got the cell phones. They've got the cars. They've got the jobs. They've got everything. And there are some parents that are jealous, and they don't really, in their heart, they may not do anything outwardly, but in their heart, they're jealous. Amen? But I'm not talking about those people. I'm talking about true, honest parent that loves their kid. A wise son will hear. It says, a wise son heareth. Amen? Now we're going to go on with the scripture. This is what it says. A wise son heareth his father's instruction, but a scorner heareth not. And I put a period after not. Why? Because that's revelation knowledge. A scorner heareth not. So in other words, when you're talking to someone who is a scorner or an unbeliever, that will hinder their hearing because they're a scorner now. So when you start telling them about Jesus, I don't want to hear that Jesus stuff. That ain't nothing but superstitious. See, they can't hear because they're so busy scorning. They're not hearing what you're trying to tell them. Amen. You're trying to tell them about the best deal in the universe. You can become a child of the living God. You can become, if you think that if it were possible, it's not, but if it were possible for you to be in the member of the House of Windsor by being born into it, you would be pleased. You would be in Queen Elizabeth's family, taken care of the rest of your whole life materially. Well, there's another family that's higher than that, and that's God's family. And he's got an awesome deal. You can be born into my family and forever be royalty. That's the best deal in the world. And when you try to tell people that, what does the scorners do? Oh, I don't want to hear that stuff. I don't want to hear that religious stuff. I don't want to hear that stuff about Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I don't want to hear that God stuff. See, they're so busy scorning, and that's what the Bible says. A scorner heareth not rebuke. Now, I put the period after the not in my Bible. Don't you do that. Read it the way it reads. Your Bible should say, but a scorner heareth not rebuke. But in my Bible, I put a little period right after not, because so that I realize a scorner heareth not. So how does that help you? Well, when you're talking to somebody and they're scorning everything you say, what does the wisdom of God tell you? It's fruitless to go on. After you give them the gospel, it's fruitless to go on. Why? Because you're of the wisdom of God's word. It tells you, a scorner heareth not. They heareth not. They heareth not. Amen. Glory to God. There's someone else that heareth not. You're in the 13th chapter of Proverbs. Stay in that chapter and go to verse 8. And verse 8 says, the ransom of a man's life are his riches, but the poor heareth not rebuke. Poor heareth not. The poor heareth not. Another group of people that heareth not. Amen. Why don't they hear? Because they're poor. They're poor in all kind of ways. They're poor physically. They're poor socially. They're poor soulishly. They're poor in communication. They're poor in wisdom and understanding. They're poor in health-wise. So many ways. The poor, they heareth not. Why do they hear not? Because they're centered on themselves. And what does their standard record say that goes over and over and over to you? I'm poor. I can't do that because I don't have any money. I can't do that because I don't have a job. I can't do that because I don't have no food stamps. I don't have no way to have anything. Could you give me something? Do you have a dollar or two you can give me? I can't do that because I'm not educated. I can't get up. I can't go to church because I don't have clothes. You know, you have to go in there and you have to look all nice and have on suits and everything. I don't have that. I don't have that. See, they're so locked on themselves that they can't hear anything else you're saying. If it ain't, I'm going to get you a room, or you need some food, or can I help you with some money? If it's not that, they can't hear you. If you tell them, come to church, plug into God's great wisdom, he can bring you out. They don't hear that. They hear, where's the ministry for clothing? Where they give away free clothing? Can you tell me where they give away free food? Which ministry has free? People will call me up on the phone. Pastor, does your church give away clothes? Do you have benevolence? Do you give money? Do you have clothes and things to give away? They don't call up asking, can you tell me something about Jesus? Can you tell me something about God? Their whole agenda is, what can I receive? Receive, 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 receive. But that's not how God's laws work. God's laws work, give, and you shall receive. How did we get salvation? God gave his only begotten son on the cross. If he hadn't have given Jesus, we couldn't have received salvation. We couldn't have been delivered from poverty. Amen? Glory to God. The Bible says the poor heareth not because they're locked on themselves, their situation. Can you help me? I would like to go down, but I don't have any transportation. Can you drive me there? Can you get this for me? Can you get that for me? The poor heareth not. They don't hear what you're saying because their mind is on there. While you're talking, they're thinking about where they're going to get their next meal from, who they're going to hit up next, where they need to go to get over the next thing. They're not even listening to you. They're listening to what's the next ministry I can go and ask them, do they have $100 for my rent? Can you drive me over to Greater St. Paul Church? Maybe they have something over there they can give me. They didn't even hear what you said. They didn't even hear what you said. Amen. So scorners don't hear, and the poor don't hear. But now look at verse 8 again. Look at verse 8 again, and you'll find a diamond right in verse 8. We're talking about what the poor don't hear and what the scorners don't hear. But look at the diamond that's in verse 8, 13:8. The ransom of a man's life are his riches. Glory to God. See, the world says money is your riches, and they judge you by money and the things that you have. But look at God's word. He tells you what the true riches are. If you're saved, if your life has been ransomed by Jesus Christ gave his life as a ransom so that you could have life. And if you have his life abiding in you, that's the true riches. The Bible points out here what's godly riches. You already know what riches are in the world. They just pile money up to the sky. And celebrities and rich people, they die with $100 million left behind, $80 million left behind, mansions left behind, all kinds of stuff left behind. They pile it up because they think that's riches. But it's not riches. The Bible says the ransom of a man's life are his riches. So you could be in the gutter, and if you have the Spirit of God living on the inside of you, you have the riches of the whole universe. You have true riches. Amen? Glory to God. But men let the world define what riches are for them. Men let the world define them. Amen? But I'm so thankful that we have the Bible. And the Bible lets you know that it's not how much you have. It's not, are you living in a $500,000 home? Do you have a $250,000 income, a six-figure, a seven-figure income? Do you have money piled up in the bank? Do you have a celebrity status? No, no, no. The Bible don't say nothing about that. That's the riches. The Bible says, glory to God, that the ransom of a man's life are his riches. Beloved, Jesus said in John 10:10, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. But Pastor, I got life. I'm walking around. I'm listening to you. I'm alive. No, you have physical existence. You don't have the life, the kind of life that Jesus is talking about. The kind of life that Jesus is talking about is the kind of life that lives eternally with God, having God's Spirit in dwelling in you. Because the fact is that you'll either spend eternity with God or you'll spend eternity in the lake of fire if your name is not written in the book of life at great white throne judgment that's for the unsaved. If your name is not in the Lamb's Book of Life, you'll be thrown in the lake of fire for eternity. And so it comes down to you either spend eternity with God or eternity in the lake of fire. And the Bible says to have God's Spirit living inside of you, that's your true riches. You escaped the second death, which is the lake of fire. To escape the second death is the true riches. Oh, but Pastor, no, the world says it's to have a Mercedes-Benz. Well, brother, if you have a Mercedes-Benz, that's icing on the cake. God has been gracious to you. But your true riches is to have Jesus Christ, to have his spirit living on the inside of you. And the way to go about that is to ask God. For the Bible says, glory to God, that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Jesus is the Lord. I'm out of time, but call on him in your own way. Ask him to save you. Ask God to forgive you of your sins and to save you. Tell him, glory to God, I want the true riches of heaven. I want to spend eternity with you. I don't want to spend eternity in the lake of fire. I'm out of time. I got to go. Call on Jesus. I got to go. The Bible has the answers. See you next week. Bye-bye.
I know the Bible is right.
It's The Bible Has the Answers with Pastor Aaron B. Williams, coming to you live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Pastor Williams believes if you have a question, the Bible has the answers. Join us Wednesday on the show or at I Am Jesus Holy Ghost Church in Columbia, South Carolina, where service times are Tuesday night prayer at 7 p.m., Sabbath Friday service at 7 p.m., and Saturday Sabbath Day service at 12 noon. Our motto is, it pays to serve God. Hit us up at IamJesusHolyGhostChurch.org. That's Pastor Aaron B. Williams, live on Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Come on and get the Word of God at its highest level.